When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Y'all, Riggins just said he hurt his little ears because he had his volume turned up too loud when that thing hit.
Blew me out.
Ooh. You okay?
Oh, my God.
It's just sound coming in a little hot on him there.
It was hot.
Coming in hot.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
It's real hot.
Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Don't forget it. Paul Davis. P.D.
Yeah.
P.Day. P.Day. P. Davis. Do you need some reconstruction done after a disaster? Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. They'll come over there quicker than a cat can lick its butt. That's, by the way, that's on their website. That's their mission statement. Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
I'm getting a phone call.
Hello.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Hello.
What that is.
Ace's phone.
I'm getting a phone call. My computer is plugged into the control board. So that was
hello, Ace's phone. Maybe to helping you, please.
From Norwood, North Carolina.
You owe some money out there.
Yeah, you're sporting some Norwood.
Ew.
I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Morning, Norwood.
That was
That'd be a great name for the local TV show in that town.
What? Yeah.
Morning Norwood.
Morning Norwood.
Yeah. All right, so Paul Davis Restoration is acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, just for fun, Alexis managed to find time yesterday through all of her busyness to check out a psychic hotline.
Stop.
Yeah, because we were talking about psychics yesterday and Ace's sister reading tarot cards and whatnot. And so what made you weren't really just calling a psychic hotline to have them tell you what you need to be doing with your life. You did it more of
because you said you asked me if right. I had ever called one, and I said mm-hmm. no. I was like, I've never even thought about that because I feel like that's something from back in the day.
But that's all it took.
Yeah, but but you just want to see what it was about.
Yeah, like just to have fun with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So not nearly as offended yesterday when I asked you if you'd ever called a psychic hotline as you were the day I innocently inquired as to whether or not you'd ever tried crack.
Well, those are two very different things.
I don't think so.
It's all about just trying stuff. Yeah.
So you found a psychic hotline, like a discount psychic hotline, let you call them $5 a reading or something, right?
Yeah, it's one of the top ones.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they had a special because I had never done it. So first time customer, and they gave me a discount. So it was only $5 for 10 minutes.
Ooh,
okay. And I got to look through the catalog of psychics so I could pick the one that I'll call to my heart.
What was that online?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go online to get the number and look at the catalog?
And it's like a profile. It's almost like dating apps. Like it shows their like description and what they do. So I found this girl and she said that she did readings.
Oh, wait, hang on just a second. I know the story and Ace, did you read her update of the story?
I stopped when I started reading.
All right. Do y'all want to go ahead and guess before we get any further into the story what happened between Alexis and the one that she chose?
they had some type of a connection.
Oh, yeah. They vibed. They vibed. They hit it off. Vibing. And they said they would be friends if they ever met. She's got a new friend now.
I do.
Just like the new friend who did that other reading on her that day.
Yeah.
We're really good friends.
And the Reiki person is now her friend. And the... And the sound bowl lady is her friend, and all that.
That's my therapist.
So, Alexis's vibes are so pure; it just radiates through the telephone.
I'm glad that you like know that, Rob.
Okay, so sorry, but you found one that you thought looked
super
cool.
Cute.
Oh yeah,
very cute.
Mm-hmm. Like a Miss Cleo kind of.
And so, anyways, we're talking, and she said, "Okay." She said, these are the vibes that I'm getting. She's like, this is the message that's coming through. She said, I have this strong feeling that you're going to have a hot girl summer. You are going to date around. She was like, and this is the first time that you're ever going to do that. Because it's true. I don't really date around at the same time. And she's like, and you're even going to tell the guys, like, listen, I love spending time with you, but I'm just dating around. I'm dating multiple people. So I'm about to have multiple boyfriends this summer.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She said, your confidence level is going to be at an all-time high.
We're going from feast to famine.
I like that.
How much higher would your confidence level have gone had you paid for another 10 minutes?
Probably through the roof.
Yeah, she would have said, girl, if you really want magic to happen, you know, put another $5 in the machine. Yeah.
What is the normal charge?
They're all different depending on the psychic. They all have their own rates.
So the special rate was 50 cents a minute.
No, her rate is $4 an hour, $4 a minute.
But the special rate was 50 cents a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, what at $5
a minute? They gave me like credits or something.
Yeah, $4 mm-hmm. a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's some on there that are like $9, $10, $11 a minute. It's crazy.
Well, you know, the psychic hotlines used to be a big thing in the 90s, and then they were, kind of people started doubting them, let's say that, and then their popularity went out, and then now they're making a comeback. And Ace, do you remember how much your sister was in debt to the Miss Cleo hotline thing?
It was
thousands of dollars.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how much it was. It might have been $1,000 or so. I don't know, it was a lot.
Sheesh.
And this was back in the late 90s.
Yeah, let's see.
Whoa.
So are you she was pay? Going through a bad breakup with a fiance and all of that, and she needed, some advice, and that's how she started, right? Yeah. That's how she kind of got hooked on it.
I'm going to text her real quick and see if I can get an answer.
Because if she's doing tarot card readings now herself, she still has to believe in that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, she's cute.
That's her?
Yeah.
There's no way that is her.
That's her. She sounds like it, too. She's, like, really cool.
She showed us a picture of how cute the one was.
The other girl I told, the one that did my reading, she's really cute. I showed you her profile, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that's probably a fake picture.
Oh,
that's
my God, no, it's not. Too.
You know, they're like, I'm guessing they're like phone sex operators where they look like pure shit and they, sound all hot and you picture them to be, because nobody's going to pick some old ugly ass psychic.
Yeah,
that's true.
There is some ugly ones on there, trust me. They're very scary looking. So I think they are there.
You're going to have a hot girl summer.
Just like me. I had my hot girl summer last summer.
I'm going to have.
Bitch, sit down. I got some good news for your ass. Hot girl summer. You're going to be catching dicks left and right.
From one hot girl to another.
Are you going to pay the fee again to call her back?
No.
Okay.
It was fun, though. And I liked her. She was cool. I'm going to try to find her on Instagram.
Did she try to keep you on past
that? Yeah. No, she didn't. So the phone, actually will tell you, you have this much time left. And she told me before she was done, she's like, I'm not going to try to take your whole 10 minutes because I want you to, call me back. But then we were just talking. And in the middle of her still talking, it cut off, because it'll cut you off automatically.
Maybe that's the move. She's like, oh my God, I gotta call her back.
Right. Right. Cut me off. I'm in the middle of getting the reading and it cut me off.
No, we were already saying bye. We weren't even talking about the reading anymore.
And you said she told you she lives in Florida?
Yeah, she lives in Florida.
Does she work out of her house, or is there a call center with nothing but psychics in there?
I think she works out of her house because she has other jobs too. She like is also bartending at this bar and something else.
Because we had a friend who did a he was the weekend guy of a syndicated country radio show. And he said that when he got to the studio every Friday night, he would walk past a psychic in the building. They rented space in there, and it was a psychic call center. And he said, every time I walked by there, I got kind of scared because a couple of them were hot. And, you know, if they're psychic, they knew that I wanted a hump.
That's a good point.
So that's, I was wondering if she's sitting at home around a nasty-ass house. And,
She was at home. She had just gotten a cup looking of coffee.
Like, looking like Tammy.
Yeah.
From you know, 1,000-pound sister.
You're ridiculous.
Call me back. Hey, bitch, we're going to be best friends. How many tokens you got left?
Are you about out of time?
I predict that you're going to stop drinking sodas.
I don't tell you guys shit.
I feel it.
But I thought that's the whole reason you did it was so you can come back and do for show stuff.
But why can't she be like cute? Why does she have to be ugly?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because those psychic hotlines have been proven to be false in many cases of different things. You know, like Miss Cleo never was Jamaican. Not one day in her life she wasn't Jamaican.
I just looked it up on YouTube. You want to hear the best of Miss Cleo? Just a little bit of this to see if it's any good or not.
You have questions. I have the answers.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what I thought. Don't go. You hear me?
If you want him to believe that it's
is that what yours sounded like?
No, she didn't.
She's reading the tarot cards right now. Cleo is Cupid, it says.
Yeah. Let me see the profile of your psychic again. Can you pull it out?
I'm going to try to find her on Instagram.
Oh, my God. So she must know that we're talking shit about her right now.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, she looks super hot.
But I'll show you the pictures of other people. Like, trust me, there's very ugly people there.
No, I didn't see it.
Look at her. You think that's real?
No.
I didn't think so.
Mm-mm.
If that's the case, then why aren't all the psychics on there good-looking people?
I don't know. I don't know. But if she looks that good, she wouldn't have to be scamming people for money.
Then explain to me the girl that did the tarot reading. She's really, really pretty.
Yeah. This girl, under her picture, it has a little bio about how she does her thing. And it says, this girl, this woman, begins by asking for permission to tap into your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And for permission to ask your dream team of guides, angels, and the universe to guide and show her the messages that are meant to be received.
Mm.
I'm asking permission from your spiritual guides to give you this energy. She receives visual messages and a clear knowing.
So is she looking for anybody to tap her energy? Tap that energy.
She takes 3 deep breaths with you and asks you to focus on your questions. I mean, this is what a load of horse shit that is. This is I love it. And the reviews are sparkling.
Of course.
5 stars across the board.
Yeah, did you leave a review, Alexis?
No.
You should have. If you're looking to hook up with her later as a friend.
I know. I'm going to find her on Instagram.
Hmm.
I'm going to go hang out with her and have her give me all the readings for free.
But even if if that is her real picture, I don't think that would be her real name.
No.
I think they give them, you know, they would give them exotic sounding or different sounding names. Well, like Miss Cleo, for example.
More women call psychics than men?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By far?
Right. And way more women are psychics, supposedly, than men. You hardly ever see a man psychic or a man tarot card reader or something.
Wow.
Man, we had a psychic in our studio one time years ago. And she didn't think I was funny.
Yeah, I bet not. She was not here for your bullshit.
No. She was, the way we met her is that she was at a morning show conference.
That's right. Yeah.
She stayed wasted all the time at night.
An older woman?
Yeah. Telling me that Matthew McConaughey and I were brothers in a previous life.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've often felt a kinship to him.
Yeah, me and that.
My sister just responded. She said she doesn't remember how much it was. She goes, gosh, I don't remember. It was so long ago. But I know that it was over $500. I remember that. Oof. That she owed the place.
She embarrassed at all about it, or does she still believe like that was a good use of the money?
No, I think she realizes that was a bad, you know. You call it Miss Cleo line, and Miss, you don't talk to Miss Cleo. You talk to other people, and Miss Cleo turns out to be a complete fraud.
But if it helped her get to find some peace, is it still a scam?
Yeah, if you're telling somebody that you are something that you're not, and you're charging them for it, yeah, it's a scam.
Is it necessarily a scam if they found some peace in their life because of it?
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on whether or not they felt it was worth it to themselves. Like,
yeah, certainly.
You know, like if Sarma from the Bad Vegan felt like at the end of all of that she, you know, the money that she gave the fella and all was worth it, then it wouldn't be a scam, I guess.
Yeah.
And my sister just added, and it was bullshit. None of it came true. Tell Alexis to call me. I can do a much better reading.
There you go.
You can tell your sister I have 3 sets of tarot cards, and I'm good on my own. Tarot
cards. Uh-oh. Yeah, so tarot.
Tell her that.
Yeah. You got the tarot competition.
She's trying to scam Alexis.
She's trying to scam Alexis.
Don't call Miss Cleo and them. Call Miss Piper in Louisiana. Yeah.
Girl, let me show you how it's done.
Can you read yourself?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Oh. Y'all, Miss Cleo died in 2016 at the age of 53. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. And then, you know, she was just basically playing a part that they gave her to play.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, do you really, okay, for example, this one right here, you really think that if it was fake, she would put that picture?
Oh, my God, that looks like Shrek.
Yeah, that's not great.
Does she have a green tint to her skin?
A little ghoulish.
Wow.
A little ghoulish.
Yeah, but Ace's sister saying she would read your tarot cards for free.
Yep.
She's not going to charge you.
Yeah, but I can get my own tarot.
Oh, really? So you're closed-minded like that, huh?
I'm not closed-minded. Where nobody,
like, you don't think Ace's sister can read your tarots good enough?
I didn't think you could read your own. I thought it needed to be.
No, that's how you start. You practice on yourself
Yeah,
first.
Do you shuffle?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you do tarot card tricks?
Yes.
Right, remember your card? Remember your tarot card?
Was it
this one?
Was it card of death? No.
Bob the Builder looking ass.
She's showing Riggins all the different psychics available.
She's Irish. She's from Ireland.
Mm. All that psychic ability, and obviously she doesn't know where to find a mirror.
Holy cow.
Oh, well. I'm glad you had fun with that.
It was fun. And hopefully, you know, if the universe wants us to be friends, she'll come back into my energy circle.
Right.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
But she's already now giving you permission to be a whore this summer. That's the main thing. That's what you were looking for. Somebody, hey, it's not me. It's my psychic that told me that was going
to
happen.
I meant to be a whore this summer.
Yeah.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. Hey, it's Ace, and this sounds kind of weird to say, but tackling your stress can be stressful. I know. It just makes a bad situation worse. But there's something I found that has a team of dedicated coaches that give you a support system to help you along the way with handling your stress. That's Noom. Noom Mood. I got turned on to Noom through a friend of mine who was using their weight loss program and raved about it and talked about how great it is. And this stress relief program is fantastic. It's a journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Just kind of a guided approach that doesn't take hours out of your day. 10 minutes a day is all it takes. It's accessible. It's convenient. Again, just 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever and wherever using their app. All you have to do to worry less and feel happier is sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Try it out. You will love it. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yo. Alexis, if you believe in, if a Ouija board told you to do something or warned you against something, would you follow it?
I'm not messing with no Ouija board.
I don't mess with no Ouija
board. That's where I draw the line.
That's dark magic. I don't like that.
Even though it said Mattel on the box.
I was going to say, I don't mess with a Ouija board either, but I don't believe in the, I don't know, it's weird. I just don't play with that kind of stuff because I don't think there's anything to a Ouija board from Mattel.
Or Daly, you remember Riggins growing up, they said if you'd go into the bathroom, turn the lights off and say Bloody Mary three times in the mirror. I would never do it. I was like, no.
Candyman?
Candyman, yeah. I never believed that. Like, well, no, I did believe it because I would never try it.
But that was a movie, wasn't it? The Candyman?
Yeah.
Was a movie. And so what was the thing that y'all believed?
Bloody Mary. I don't remember the origin story, but you would go into a bathroom, look in the mirror, turn out the lights, and say Bloody Mary. Well, I don't even want to say that.
And then it was
And you turn lights on and she's supposed
but
to
you know that
years before you.
The story was about King Henry, who he beheaded one of his wives. That's where Bloody Mary comes from.
It was Anne Boleyn?
No, it was Mary.
Oh. Yeah. Did he behead more than one?
Yeah, he had eight wives.
I think he only
Or five, one. Or maybe five.
Her name was...
Or she, whatever the one is, she got killed.
It was Mildred. Mary the First.
It was Bloody Mildred.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it came from?
I think so. Bloody Mary.
She's still pissed.
She pissed.
Yeah, why is she blaming everybody else for him?
Well, this is my problem.
Yeah, he's the one cut her head off. Yeah. Now Chirin can't go in the bathroom and say her name?
It's not.
Would it work with any mirror? Could you do it on the dresser mirror or something? It had to be in the restroom?
I don't...
I think it was whatever mirror. You just... It had to be in... like in the dark, but they would do it at school. They'd be like, let's go into the bathroom and turn the lights off and say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
What was that whole thing that is kind of like a kid's party trick where the person lies down on the floor and you say stuff and then you lift them up with
light
one finger?
Feather stiff as a board. Yeah. Light as a feather stiff as a board.
Yeah, that's just how does that work?
Black magic.
I mean, because at that age, I was always stiff as a board. You know what I'm saying? Especially when the girls at the party got their hands all under my butt and stuff, trying to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that light as a feather part.
There's this folklore story from El Salvador about this woman that comes out of the water. It's almost like the same as the Llorona. It's like
La Llorona.
You know who the Llorona is?
No.
It's that she drowned her children and then she's like wailing. That's why they call Llorona because it's crying in Spanish. But in El Salvador, it's called La Ciguanaba. And she's like, it's the scariest thing I ever seen in my life.
What does she do?
Same thing. She like haunts little kids and she tries to steal them because she drowned her own kids.
What's her name?
La Ciguanaba.
Oh, now did she come before the other one or which one copied which?
I don't know.
La Ciguanaba.
La Ciguanaba.
La Ciguanaba. La Ciguanada.
La Ciguanaba.
La Ciguanada.
Yeah, gua like water.
La Ciguanada.
I googled it and the drawings of La Ciguanaba are they're terrifying.
Scary, right? I hate it. It's so scary.
Well, now I've got to Google it to see what she looks like.
La Ciguanaba.
It's spelled Ciguanaba.
I know. This is a different story.
I'm like, ooh, stop crying. Like that, you know? I hate women crying. I'm like, ooh, shut up.
La Ciguanada de Cristo?
Ciguanaba.
Hang on.
She has a horse head.
Yeah. A shape-shifting spirit that typically takes the form of an attractive, long-haired woman seen from behind, but then has a horse face.
She's got a horse head.
I've dated some girls like that.
Or it could be a skull, not necessarily just a horse, apparently.
Wait, I don't know.
And the Ciguanaba, like, apparently, like, if you lived in the countryside in El Salvador and, like, you woke up and your cows were dead or something, they'd be like, a Ciguanaba came.
Yeah, in the South, in the United States, in the South, it was the devil worshippers.
Yeah.
Everything, devil worshippers got them cows.
Oh, yeah, we used to ride, go out to the damn Camp Livingston looking for them devil worshippers at night.
Should have been called Camp Deadingston.
Yeah.
What it should have been called.
Damn. Y'all want to ride out to Camp Livingston? We'll take our three-wheelers out. We'll look for those devil worshippers.
Something like Chupacabra?
Chupacabra.
Take my girl right out there in front of the devil worshipper's house and say, put out or get out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, La Ciguanaba.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah, that is very horse head scary.
Y'all, horse head it is.
Yeah. Who did President Trump call horse face?
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah, the porn star.
Horse face.
Horse face.
You can call her Ciguanaba now.
Yeah. And what was the other one's name?
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
La
Llorona.
Llorona.
La Llorona.
Did Trump have sex with Stormy Daniels? He did, right?
I think
it's never good to have sex with her and afterwards you call her names. It's like, that's, you know.
Well, she was calling him names.
I know, but it's
that like, was the story.
She got paid all to I have do. Sex with
I
him.
I always call them names after.
Get your horse face out of here.
But yeah, I don't think that was proven that he had the relations with her.
Oh, was it? I thought it was.
No. La Llorona. Llorona. Football is life. Danny Rojas.
The curse of La Llorona.
La Llorona.
But you won't do Ouija board. You'll do a tarot card. That's to me. That seems super.
Because everything
black
in tarot is positive messages.
What about the death card?
No, that's not. Sometimes it's symbolic.
Of death?
No, yeah. Not of death.
Your this ass is good. About to die.
Of what you have going on in your life.
What a spin. They pull the death card. No, it's a good thing. I'm like, how? How? You pulled the Grim Reaper on me? Shit. You don't have like a duckling and like, you know, monkey in a dress card.
She's like, the Ouija board is not going to tell me I'm going to have a hot girl summer.
It's not.
So yeah. I'm not messing with that.
You are a bad
I need to have a hot girl summer. I'm going to be telling these guys, I like you, but I'm dating around. I got tons of boyfriends.
Yeah, even if the Ouija board were real, it would be lost on me because I'm not a good speller. I'd be like, come on, just say it. Why you got to spell everything?
What does that mean?
Like letter by letter. Like, wait, what was the first letter?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what.
Yeah, somebody had to be there to take notes, yeah. Write it all down.
I was like, come on.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Mm-mm.
Creepy.
And I used to be like, I don't want to mess with a Ouija board and all that. And I would, I think I would exaggerate it some for comedy reasons. But yeah, I used to be like that. I just don't want to mess. I don't believe in it, but I don't want to mess with it. Now, it's like, if it spelled out my death, then if it were real, I'd go, huh. I guess I was wrong, but I look at it as I look at it being the same amount of ridiculous as a psychic hotline or a tarot card reader or What about a voodoo doll, Alexis? You believe in that shit?
That's also dark magic.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Would you believe it, though, if somebody had a voodoo doll of you, which would probably be actual size,
yeah,
and they stuck a pin in it, you would think that would bring you pain? You would believe in that?
No, because I'm protected.
Okay, by the tarot cards?
No, I'm protected by my good energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a shield.
Well, then we'll take your little ass to New Orleans and see what happens.
Is that your own rule, or is that something?
No, that's how it is. You don't invite evil spirits into your zone, into your
zone.
Yeah, tons of people that do voodoo. You're wanting to hurt somebody. You're wanting to impose some type of darkness to somebody.
Hell yeah. That's the only reason I do that shit.
No.
Yeah, that's the whole point of voodoo. Yeah,
exactly. That's why it's bad.
Yeah,
it's
dark. I know. That's magic. Why I don't play with it. I don't play with no voodoo.
But tarot, all of that, it's promoting love and, evolution.
Well, when did it go from being black magic to dark magic, or is there a difference?
They're both the same. Black, it's the magic, same thing? Dark magic.
That's what I'm saying. So when did it? Because when for years and years and years, that's what they would call it, was black magic. Was that? Did end up being? Is that a racist term now or something? Or had it been racist the whole time and
I don't know,
nobody knew, and so now they just call it dark magic?
I don't know. I've heard both.
Because there's songs, are there, about it.
Are we now
like
into?
That.
But are we now into shades of?
It's gray magic.
Well, is that why they went dark magic?
But if they called it black magic because they said that, in the legend is that black people did it. It was the magic of evil black people. I could see where that would one day you'd say and go, hey, you know what? That doesn't sound right. That's not cool.
Yeah, I looked up what is dark magic on Google, and the first answer is black magic on Wikipedia.
Okay.
You're going to get some ads for dark magic now.
Oh, yeah. Crap. I didn't think of that.
Hell yeah. You're going to get an Ouija board.
Ace, buy me the redneck Ouija board. I see.
Who is going to win the race this weekend?
Be you. Oh, why?
D-A-Y-T-O-N-A.
B-U-N-C-H-E-S. More Ouija board.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I don't like this, man.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
You're on a slippery slope over here, Alexis.
And I'm surprised you don't get ads for that kind of stuff, Ace, from going to your sister's TikTok with her doing the tarot card readings and stuff.
Yeah.
Does TikTok work the same way Instagram and all does with the ads?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't have as many ads on TikTok, I've noticed.
But that's where she does her readings, right? On TikTok.
Yeah.
You're going to have to intervene. So we're going to pull you away from these readings.
I just hate that Alexis is being so close-minded about Ace's sister giving her a reading.
I mean, she can give me a reading, but,
You think your readings are better than her readings?
For myself. Not for, like, no, I don't do tarot readings. I don't do readings on other people.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Why do you draw the line there?
Because I just...
Reiki other people.
Yeah.
And you look at it as something positive you're doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
If tarot cards are positive, why would you not do that for other people?
Because I'm still practicing. I'm still trying to make sure that it feels right.
Okay.
She's not practicing. She's not like,
You can't just be throwing out tarot cards nilly-willy.
Yeah, she's doing the thing, but she's on TikTok.
And she broke the rule. Did you tell her that I said she broke the rule when she did a reading for you?
No,
and you said you didn't want it? You're not supposed to do that.
I didn't have any conversation with her about it.
So that's why I wouldn't do a reading with her.
Why are you judging his sister?
She's going to do my reading without my permission and tap into my energy.
Oh. Ace?
She tapped
you
into
tell
my energy
Piper
the other day.
When she gets back from that field trip with her son to Washington, D.C., not to be tapping into Alexis's energy.
I will. I'll make certain
unless
she
gets permission.
Okay.
That's the universal rule of the universe.
Don't you tap into my energy. Or splice into my cable.
Miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast.
Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Mr. Todd, the camera guy, is supposed to be on his way up here soon. Yay.
T-O-Dub.
Today is... Rockstar. Today is Tuesday, and usually Mr. Todd's up here to record TJ and Jody House podcast on Thursday. Then we go straight to my house and do the cooking show after that. But he's got to leave for the spring break tomorrow. Yeah, he's going to Club Vila and La Vila and all that down at PCB. No, he's. I think it's his soon to be stepdaughter's spring break, and they're going to the beach or something.
Nice.
But anyway, he doesn't have a whole lot of time today to be messing around with any. Like, I can't be doing another chicken noodle soup recipe because that took forever.
Did it?
You know, and I told him, and I said, I feel bad because it's, you know, it's a side gig for him. It's not his main gig. I said, I hate keeping you out here this long and all that. No, man, don't worry about it. It's fine. Next week, he was like, what time am I going to be finished?
Better hurry up.
Yeah. But a lot of people, I mean, I put that work into the cooking part of it and all. And then, you know, our listeners are just like, do more drinks, yeah. More cocktails.
Booze hounds.
Yeah. So I try to combine the two, but today is just going to be a fancy summer cocktail thing since Mr. Todd doesn't have a lot of time.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bartender.
But this is what I was going to tell you, Riggins. Last week when we were shooting, Anytime we're setting up or whatever, I'll go get him a drink if he wants something. And he's not a big beer drinker, so he drinks Trulies or whatever we've got out there. So my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, Lana, likes those Smirnoff Ice drinks, and she gets a variety of them. So you saw it made it onto the show when I was making fun of him for drinking that.
It was a great.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best ones.
But
oh,
he had been drinking the screwdriver ones that were out there, and he loved those, and he went out there to get, you know, look in the outside refrigerator to get him something. He goes, man, why you been holding out on me? I didn't know you had a grape one. These things are, this is delicious. I don't know that he'd ever had one. He's like, I didn't know they had grape. And I was thinking that was Tech D Rob always talking about how good the grape Smirnoff Ice things were. It looks like a bottle of Dimetapp cough medicine.
It is purple, dark purple.
I watched your cooking show and I went, oh, I gotta go get me some of those. Oh, God.
Tis the season, is it not?
It is. Give me them grapes.
Have you ever had those, Ace?
No.
Oh, God.
They're so good. The grape Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, and if people say this like it's a positive thing, it's just like a Jolly Rancher drink.
Never have.
No, thank you.
I don't like my alcohol. I like a sweet drink every now and then, but I don't like for it to be like candy.
It's like Tinder.
It's so good.
Can you drink a whole six, like a six pack of them, Rob?
I could drink a 12 pack of them.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Diabetes.
Is it, that seems awfully sweet.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I like it.
He's, okay. He's a sweetie. Mm. Rob is.
I'm a fiend for the sweet.
Do you like those, Alexis?
I've never tried them before.
Really?
Mm-mm. I haven't had a Smirnoff Ice. I can't even tell you the last time.
I could do a whole variety pack. All of them are good.
That's when I first started drinking.
What is the hazy looking one? It's kind of white. What is that one? Is that the original?
The red.
That's
the original. Yeah.
That's the one that they always ice people with.
Yeah.
That reminded me of my mom when she was younger. She used to drink Zima. It looks like that.
Yeah.
That
was gross. Zima was a big thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like zit.
Ew.
So, gross. So what flavor is that, though? The red one.
It's like a lemon lime.
Is
like
it?
Almost like a citrus soda.
Yeah. It says natural lemon lime flavor, so.
Nothing natural about that.
That's like, I mean, I don't mind a Truly or any of those types of things. I don't like the lemonade ones, though, because I'm not a big fan of lemonade.
No.
Unless it's like a fruity lemonade.
I get all that. You know, thickness in your throat. I don't like that.
I'm just looking at that Smirnoff Ice grape. It looks like it is just loaded with sugar.
I'm on their website, and there's just so many I didn't know they had. I gotta go looking around.
Get you a party pack, Rob. Mm-hmm. There's a Smirnoff Ice 12-pack party pack.
Mm-hmm. So much citrus. That
twisted green apple. Yeah. Twisted raspberry.
Oh, I like the green apple.
Great. They got a bunch of ones on there.
I will tell you this, though. The red, white, and berry one is not good.
Because is it raspberry?
It's blue raspberry, cherry, and citrus together.
Yuck.
They just were like, we have to get things that are red, white, and blue to put them together. Mm, mm,
mm. Oh. Yeah, that's brutal. But a lot of people did that. Alexa said when I first started drinking.
Yeah.
That was kind of the move if you were.
Right. With us, it was wine coolers.
Yeah.
And
wine coolers.
We were kids, yeah.
Bartles and James. Out
of peach wine coolers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Ugh. Those days.
Smirnoff has a peach Bellini.
I bet tastes just like one you would get at brunch.
Takes me right to France.
They also have a limoncello. It's been fermenting for weeks.
Feels like I'm on the Amalfi Coast.
It's been infusing for weeks.
Limoncello. You were in the limoncello, right?
Like real limoncello.
Right. Yeah. It takes weeks to make the real deal. Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we drank it in a park.
Yeah, we did. I had some in a bottle one time, and it was just like this like thick lemon syrup.
It was at the Panthers game, wasn't it?
No. No, it was at our Christmas festival thing.
That's right. I do remember.
We were on top of a parking deck drinking it out of the trunk.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's where I had limoncello.
Passing the bottle around. Hey, man.
What the hell was that?
Hey, Santa Claus likes class.
Yeah.
We weren't drinking it with Santa. No. Well, Santa was the reason we were there, but yeah.
I
hate a parade. You know, we had to take the edge off. I hate a parade. Got to just balance it out.
It was cold, too.
Yeah.
Standing out there at the top of the parking deck,
like
drinking
some dirt bags,
lemoncello,
a bottle of
it. It was a nice kind. It had a cork.
So once you popped it open, you got to drink the entire thing.
I'm like, you guys are dumb, but I would have been right there drinking it with you guys.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Dig it, dig it. Sorry, I just left the show here with a big tease. You know how on the show, whenever we'll say, that's coming up next, we're going to tell you about da-da-da-da-da, and then we go to commercials and stuff? Well, I just did that to them, going back to the show content, so now they got to wait until the end of the show to get the details of what I just teased them with.
Yeah, and it was a tease.
That was a hell of a tease. Yeah,
hell of a tease. Right.
And that just goes to show that it proves that everything we do is part of the show. Yeah. We're always on stage here. Always.
We're performing.
Yeah, but you know it has to be really bad if we can't talk about it on Share Funny.
Y'all want to
remind me to tell y'all.
I literally was like, wait, what did you just say?
That's right. What's that hat say you got on?
Mac Tabby.
Toby Mac. Oh.
Mac Tabby.
Toby Mac.
I thought it said Toby Mac.
Toby Mac.
The Christian rapper. I ain't heard that name
in forever.
He's a Christian rapper.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of merch from that cat store.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool looking merch.
I know. They have really cute merch. They have earrings with little cat butts. The front is a cat butt. The back is like the front of the cat. I'm going to get those today.
That's cute.
They got little pins, a Frida cat low.
So your earring, are they studs or danglies?
They got both, but those ones are studs.
Okay, so when you look at you, the studs in your ear will be a cat's butt.
Yeah, with the little tail.
Okay. Showing it's a noose.
Yep.
You can see the cat's a noose?
No, you can't see it. Oh,
tail up.
Just tail. Oh. It's cute.
Be a whole lot cooler if you can see it's a noose.
Oh, my God.
Two-hole. Let me see that cat's two-hole.
That's gross.
Sounds more gross when Rob says it for some reason. The way Rob says it, is it's almost an anger to it.
Nasty.
How much are those earrings if like, say, I bought those for Jody for Mother's Day?
Please. That'd
be amazing.
$10.
Love of my life. Happy Mother's Day.
Is that a cat?
Yeah. I know you're afraid of real cats, but
yeah.
What about a cat's anus in your ear?
I'd freak out. Oh, that'd be a great video. She needs to go and overcome her fear of...
Oh, by bringing her to Mac Tabby. Yes, we need to do that.
And throw her in that room with all the cats and lock her in there.
That might be a great video.
Yes, we got to get that.
If she was on board, obviously you don't want to scare her.
I'm guessing she wouldn't be on board.
Like if you tell her, like, oh, there's margaritas and...
Yeah, there's drinks there.
Cakes, and then you just shove her in the room.
And lock the door.
Run, run.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a bunch of treats in front of her. Too, and
then
close the door so all the cats come.
Put some catnip in her pocket.
Put this tuna necklace on.
Oh my God, that would go. That would be amazing.
Because that's all you have to do is shake the treats, and all the cats come to the right in the middle of the room.
If you never wanted to talk to her again, that'd be the perfect
thing.
Let's do
it. Yeah. It'll be funny. She'll find it hilarious.
No, I don't think I am. No, TJ's wife is not going to find that.
She's
to be
got
no.
a good sense of humor.
Did she have a bad experience with cats at any time, or she just never...
She just never liked them. Mm-hmm. They creep her out.
Yeah.
But there is some merit to that, because cats are, you know, stalky, and, you know, the vet even told you, Riggins, that if a cat were able to, he would eat you.
Yeah.
The house cat would.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
So, that's it.
Yeah, that was an eye-opening realization.
And I think maybe it's just because that she doesn't like the way they judge out her outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, cats are very judgy. They're
very judgy.
Don't judge me.
Mm-hmm. I'll be wearing you if you don't shut up. Mm-hmm. But She does, you know, she loves Alexis and would do many, many things for Alexis, but I don't think that's one of them. Go stand in the middle of a room full of cats.
Maybe she can come with your son. Doesn't he like cats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he can, like, protect her.
Yeah, because when I'm thinking about my son, I think about him protecting people from cats. You would have to take the cats to him.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, he's got, he's giving Riggins a run for his money with staying inside.
Yeah. I was just ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. I get so proud when I hear about things like that.
Just yeah, like you.
I wouldn't, I mean, I don't mind cats, but I wouldn't want to be in a room full of them either. I wouldn't want to be in a room full of dogs, and I love dogs.
Yeah.
How do you define a room full?
Yeah, how many cats are in that room at one time?
12.
12, then.
That's a big room, though.
It's a big room.
It's a big room.
That's a lot of cats.
Oh, yeah, Rob's been there.
Yeah,
that's right, I forgot. Yeah.
It wasn't overwhelming or anything. There's plenty of space for all the cats.
There's seats and couches and all kinds of stuff.
Mm. I envision, like, when you go to a dog bar, I never really feel, no matter how many dogs are there because the space is so big, you never feel overrun by the dogs, if that makes sense. So I can think I'd go to a place like that, it would be okay. It wouldn't bother me.
I think the difference is cats aren't usually all in your face like a dog's going to be.
Exactly.
Either.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear all the dogs yapping either.
Well, you picked dog bars, not the place for you then, my friend, because it is loud as hell.
Yeah, I would not like that.
They're barking, running, and playing, and, you know.
Being dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the cats just, like, walk around looking at you and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes, like, they'll come and snuggle with you, and then when they're done with it, they'll go into their bed and just go to sleep.
Vibe out.
Yep.
Yeah, they just seem like they'd be more docile.
Yeah, they like to play for a little bit, and then they're over, and then they go take a nap.
So what is your job over there? You gotta give them, make sure they're pumped full of Benadryl all the time? No.
I do everything. I give them lovings.
you gotta calm down. Your catnip is pink. It's a pink liquid.
You've been pink pilled. Like, I love these cats. They're so easy going.
Yeah.
Barely even noticed when I walked in.
They're cute. There's so many kittens right now.
And people can adopt them. Is that right?
Yeah, they come and hang out. And if you like a cat, you can put an application in, and then the rescue that they work with will handle all that
stuff.
Yeah,
so you don't adopt them from the cafe. Mm-mm. You adopt them from the, you have to go to do it through the rescue. Mm-hmm. But so the cafe is just the,
it's like an open foster home kind of for cats, yeah.
So do they turn people down who come in there wanting them?
The rescue, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They have to fill out an application and get approved.
Yeah, so do they ask questions like, how would you describe the cat that you want? Fluffy? Cuddly? Or delicious.
Aha. And there's only one wrong answer on this.
You mark delicious, then they're like, I don't think this one's going with you.
Yeah. There was the one they were posting about the other day was breaking my heart.
Oh, he got adopted yesterday. I was so excited. Oh my God, that he made me cry. Poor guy, Achilles. He was sad.
What was so sad about him?
He had been in a one owner home for 12 years, and then we don't know what happened with the family, but they gave him up, and he was just so scared. He kept hiding, and he wouldn't come out. But if you went to where he was the nicest, cuddliest cat. You could just tell he was so scared.
Why didn't you get him, Rob?
I got two dogs, and one of those dogs does not play well with other animals.
But he got adopted yesterday.
Nice. You're doing the Lord's work.
I am, you know.
Do they let you take one if you call it buying a cat instead of adopting it?
No way.
Nope.
If you walk in and say, I'd like to buy a cat.
Yeah, if you refuse to say, I'm adopting the cat, if I'm just taking it or I'm buying it or I'm doing whatever, and you follow all the rules of the paperwork and everything, and you got a good home, with the simple non-use of the word adopt, keep them from letting you take one.
That's not nice.
I think they'd let you.
Why is it not nice?
Because it's not. You're not buying it.
Yes, you are.
You're paying for fees for them to be spayed, neutered, microchipped.
Okay, but you don't get it unless you pay the fees. So by paying the fees, you are purchasing the cat.
Nope. Doesn't have a barcode on it.
It's the symbolism over substance. It. You got somebody that's going to give a cat a wonderful home, and she can't stand the fact that you just don't use the term adopt.
Someone that wants to give a cat a wonderful home is not going to say that they're going to purchase a cat.
But you can love a cat and be ready to give a cat a wonderful home, but still want to protect the language. Which would be me if I were getting a cat.
And that's why you don't got a cat.
Or a dog.
But he would say, buy a dog.
Yeah, I'd say, I bought a dog. And why do you only adopt dogs when you get them from a shelter? Why don't you adopt them from a breeder?
Because then you're actually buying a dog.
What's the difference?
Again, you're paying for the fees of getting them spayed, neutered, microchipped, rehomed, mm-hmm. all that. The food that they've been eating while they were at the shelter, you're not paying for the dog or the cat.
But if you can't have the dog unless you pay the fees, paying of the fees means you are buying the dog.
No. Because, again, you can purchase a dog from a breeder because you're paying.
Right. Adopt. I adopted dogs. My dog. I rescued my dog from a breeder for about $1,000. That's what I did.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at ACETJ.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.